This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Once upon a time, like a dope, I waited in line at 5 in the morning with my then 12-year-old to get one of the first Nintendo GameCubes. You may have done this with the newest iPhone or something, but in China, there's a wait right now with a line that has stretched for months. It is a virtual line, but a line nonetheless to buy the all-electric sports car, the Tesla S. In China, it costs the yuan equivalent of $117,000 to get the car with its sinuous lines and 300 to 400 horsepower. China has set a goal of putting 5 million electric cars on the road over the next 6 years, and there's a chance the Tesla will lend some extra cachet to the process as the elite get in on the game early. In Shanghai, 36-year-old film and multimedia producer Cao Wenbo is getting his Tesla SP85 any day now.
I own a car already, and I've been driving it for many years, and I think it's time to upgrade to get a better one. And then I learned that Tesla, which was sold in the U.S. market, is available in China.
He likes the science fiction-y flat-screen control pad built into the dashboard. He also likes the cut of the jib of Elon Musk as the Tesla CEO tries to shake up his industry.
The pace at which they release new technology is like squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. It takes many years to see a major breakthrough. Elon Musk expresses his ideas through product design. That's very attractive to people doing cutting-edge jobs in China, be they entrepreneurs or young people. He's a model for us to learn from.
Do you think that driving this car will help the environment?
Perhaps each Tesla has a very limited contribution to saving the environment, but its emergence in our lives is a good signal that many environmentally friendly products and concepts can be gradually applied. They're no longer just a concept in the labs. It's also very eye-catching, and for some it's a status symbol. For me, it'll be fun to drive.
Film producer Cao Wenbo is getting his Model S in blue with a gray interior, he says. And like just about any long line for some object of desire, there are now accusations that some people are cutting. People in China who ordered the Tesla last year but who live outside the cities of Beijing or Shanghai say they've been told they won't get their cars until June or later, even though they may have signed up early. The Wall Street Journal says the aggrieved have hired a lawyer. Tesla says it needs the time to get its service and charging infrastructure up and running outside those big cities.